Presto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, October 30th. Hope you're well. Coming up.
Make it much more difficult and more costly to deliver the infrastructure that citizens need.
Ireland's infrastructure lagging behind other EU countries and first ever mobile lung check to tackle deadly killer here. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Ireland's infrastructure is catching up to its EU neighbours, but housing and planning are still a challenge. A report by the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council says there are significant shortfalls in four key areas: housing, healthcare, transport and electricity. Economist Niall Conroy, lead author of the report, says getting better value for money on existing spending would help.
The government is investing at a reasonably high level at the moment, so higher than other European countries would be as a share of national income. The question is, how much value are we getting for that? Are we getting all the infrastructure and the projects that we need for that money? So obviously, if stuff is delivered well, on time and within budget, then you get a lot more goods for the same amount of spending by the government.
Israel says four of its soldiers have been killed in northern Gaza. It follows a reported Israeli airstrike on Gaza yesterday, which the Hamas-run health ministry says killed at least 93 people. Government and aid organizations are continuing to express concerns over Israel's decision to ban the main aid agency in Gaza. UN peacekeeping chief Jean-Pierre Lacroix says this has added to existing humanitarian concerns.
Even before that bill was adopted by the Israeli parliament, there were a number of expressions of very, very serious concern, really pointing to the very, I would say, disastrous situation in which the population in Gaza finds itself, particularly in northern Gaza.
Families impacted by the Krisla tragedy will meet with the Justice Minister today. 10 people died in an explosion in the Donegal village on the 7th of October 2022. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more.
A number of families of those who died or were injured in the Krisla tragedy will meet the Justice Minister Helen McEntee in Dublin this afternoon. It's expected that the Krisla Family Support Group, a group representing an estimated 40 people who have been directly affected by the explosion, will tell Minister McEntee that their trauma to date has been immeasurable. They will also reiterate their calls for an independent public inquiry. The families had previously raised concerns that their calls for an inquiry could be forgotten if a general election was called. It's understood that the Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, and the Agriculture Minister, Charlie McConluke, will also attend today's meeting.
Two men hanged for murder 140 years ago are being pardoned by the President today. They were convicted of murdering farmer Thomas Brown in Kerry in the late 19th century. However, a review of the case last April found the convictions were unsafe. Tina Gates has more.
Sylvester Poff and James Barrett were convicted of murdering Thomas Brown as he worked in a field in Kerry in October 1882. They were arrested on the evidence of a neighbour, which changed during their case, and despite pleas for mercy, were executed by hanging at Tralee Jail the following year. Their trial took place during the Land War, an intense three-year period of organised resistance seeking fair rent and better protections for tenant farmers in rural Ireland. The granting of today's posthumous pardon follows a recommendation made by government earlier this year.
Kamala Harris is warning Donald Trump is unstable and obsessed with revenge as the US election campaign enters its final week. She spoke at her biggest rally yet from the same spot in Washington where Trump helped incite the attack on the US Capitol almost 4 years ago. The former president has been addressing Hispanic voters in Pennsylvania days after a comedian at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
I will keep your family safe. I will defend religion. I will bring jobs, wealth, and factories back. And Puerto Rico in itself will be very thankful. The whole Hispanic, Latino community will be very, very thankful.
The British Chancellor's first budget since taking office could see a rise in tax on inheritance, capital gains, fuel and alcohol. Rachel Reeves will outline her plans at around 12:30. She's promised not to raise national insurance on workers' payslips, but hasn't ruled out making employers pay more instead. One already confirmed detail is an increase in the minimum wage. Paul Novak from the UK Trades Union Congress thinks that'll help the British economy.
The reality is, if you're a supermarket worker or a care home worker, that's going to get a boost to your pay because of the increase in the national minimum wage and the national living wage. You're going to spend that money in local economy, and it's not going to go to an offshore tax haven or be saved for a rainy day. You're going to spend it in local shops, local restaurants.
In entertainment news, the release of a new song featuring former One Direction star Liam Payne has been postponed after his death 2 weeks ago. The track Do No Wrong was made with American singer Sam Pounds, who initially said it would be out on Friday, but now admits it's not the time yet. He says he wants all the proceeds to go to a charity chosen by Liam Payne's family. And in sport, in soccer, the Republic of Ireland will face Wales next month for a place at next summer's Women's Euros. Julianne Russell, Kyra Caruso and captain Katie McCabe scored the goals as Eileen Gleeson's team eased to a 3-0 win against Georgia at Tallaght Stadium last night. Ireland progressed 9-0 on aggregate, while Wales beat Slovakia 2-0 after extra time in Cardiff to reach the final of the playoffs. Forward Julianne Russell says it's a case of job done.
They were very, very deep, and not something that we have been used to for the last couple of games. Obviously against France and England, they wouldn't be sitting that deep. So it was a new learning from us. I don't think Wales would be like that. So look, we'll just take the learnings, two wins, on to the next.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.